And glory to God. Well, today, you know, I was like, Lord, what am I going to speak about today? And, well, you know what? Everything has to be centered around the love of God. So the title of my message is A Love That Mirrors God. Amen. And as we know today, we are honoring the moms, the mothers, the grandmothers, spiritual mothers, caregivers, and women of faith who have poured so much love into others. I know other women in my life, including you guys, you have poured so much love into me. Amen. So today we are honoring motherhood, and it's one of God's clearest earthly pictures of sacrificial love. I don't know about you, but has anybody sacrificed your love for your children and for others? Amen. It's sacrificial love. The way we give unto others without even thinking of ourselves is sacrificial. Amen. Amen. So a mother's love comforts, right? It corrects. It protects. It prays. And it perseveres. And when I think about a mother's love, I think about God our Father, how much He just cares for us, how He comforts us, how He disciplines us. If He has to, He corrects us and He puts us in the right way, in the right path. He protects us. He's our shield. Amen. The Lord Jesus even prayed for us before He was crucified. I mean, that's amazing. You read the Gospel of John, Chapter 17, it's amazing how the Lord Jesus just prayed for us believers for the future. Amen? He prayed for us before we weren't even born yet. Amen? And the Lord persevered. Even though that cup that He was carrying was full, and even though He was suffering in that place of Gethsemane, He says, nevertheless, Father, let your will be done, not mine. He persevered in order to redeem us. Amen. So today on Mother's Day, we do more than celebrate people. We do more than celebrate women. We celebrate the heart of God that is revealed through loving women like you and I, right? Who nurture life and faith on a daily basis. Because remember, serving God is not something we do every Wednesday night, every Tuesday night, every Sunday night. This is our lifestyle. This is our life. And we as women of God, we are here to nurture life, faith, and love to everybody that we are in contact with. And today, there are some mothers that are joyful. Yes, we're joyful. There are others that are grieving today. Other mothers are waiting, or maybe a promise from God. They've been praying and they're waiting. Maybe they're praying for a loved one or maybe one of their children to come to the Lord. Some women are struggling today. But nevertheless, today we remember our mothers, we remember the love of God. We remember how God created women to bear children. Amen. Because a family is a blessing from the Lord. Having a family is a true blessing from God. And the Lord sees every single heart in this platform right now. And He's seen every single heart in your families. And He wants to meet us all where we're at. Amen? Because He is love. So today I wanna begin in the book of Proverbs, right? The book where it's titled The Virtuous Wife. So we're going to go to chapter 31, and we're just going to read a few verses. We're going to begin in verse 25. Because it's speaking about the virtuous wife, the virtuous woman, a woman of God. Amen? So let's go there. Proverbs 31:25 begins and it says, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen. That's a lot here. Speaking about the virtuous woman, a woman that loves God, that serves God, that's walking in faith in the Lord, that's walking in love, and that is surely walking the life that God has truly given her. And in this verses, I just want to summarize some things. There is real beauty of the virtuous woman, right? She is filled with strength. She's honored by many, amen, especially her children, right? And when you look at these verses, this is actually, you know, you can see the resemblance of her character and God's character traits in this woman, virtuous woman, that brings her family, right, much happiness, contentment, joy. And it goes on to say that a virtuous woman is a wise woman. Amen. They say that women who have like white hair, right, that have grays, is a woman of wisdom, right? So it's talking about a woman that is wise. Amen. Why is a woman wise? Because she has the mind of Christ. She's a faithful woman of God who walks by faith. Amen. Who's guided by the Holy Spirit. She speaks kind words, amen, that benefit her husband and children. Amen. These are words of love. Again, characteristics of the true nature of God, because the true nature of God begins with love. God, we serve a God of compassion, of love, of mercy, amen, and that's who we are, amen. And again, this is stressing that this virtuous woman, right, is committed to her family, right? We can all stay here, and I know you personally, we are all committed to our families, more than we can say, amen. I think committed is a very, it's an understatement. We more than commit to our families. We are there through the good times, the ugly times, and the bad times. Amen. We're just there. We're present for our families. Amen. And the virtuous woman is selfless. She is selfless. She has attributes that may not be attractive to other women, and that's too bad. But we are selfless women of God. Amen. And when we walk in unselfishness, we're actually walking in the ways of the Lord, because God, as we know, He put others in front of Him. For God so loved the world that He gave. He gave of what He had. He gave that was most precious to Him. And we always give of ourselves. We put others in front of us. Amen. That's what we do, right? And our children, they can stand up proudly and they can call us blessed, because we are blessed. We are blessed by God first. And we are blessed because we are walking in God's ways. And if our children are not recognizing that, you know what? Is there a loss? There's something wrong with them. Amen. And they need God in their lives. But we are blessed, right? And it says that even our spouses, our husbands, they praise us. Amen. They praise a virtuous wife. And if you really want to, you want to have the results of a virtuous woman, you need to do what a virtuous woman does. Just read these scriptures. Amen. The joy, the contentment, the selflessness, the caring, how the children and husband praise her. Amen. I mean, you know, for women right now, if you're married and you have a great marriage, amen, your children are looking at you and your husband, the way you treat each other. Amen. They're going to want what you have if it's good. Amen. Not every marriage, you know, lasts, as we know, because due to divorce and people giving up too quickly in their marriage. But nevertheless, we're talking about a virtuous wife here today and how her family just praises her and blesses her because she has given so much of her time. She has made so many sacrifices. And selflessness is the way to everything in life that really matters. Just look at the Lord Jesus. He selflessly went to the cross. Sacrificially gave it all up so that today we can live life and live it in abundance. He did it for us. So we women of God, we always put others ahead of ourselves. That's who we are. That's what a virtuous woman does. She exceeds all the attributes that we have already read in these verses. And this is the aim that every woman should go towards, right? To become the woman of God, the virtuous woman of God that God has called them to be. And again, true beauty does not come from the outward appearance. Amen. It is a quality of your heart. Amen. And not one quality of beauty is spoken of about the virtuous woman described in these verses that doesn't please God. Every description here of a virtuous woman pleases the Lord. Pleases the Lord. Amen. So, because why? Because we have the heart of God. We have the heart of God. And there's no better place to be than to be in the heart of God, to be in love with God. Amen? Because when we have the heart of the Father, everything just gets placed in order. Amen? God guides you. God helps you. God assists you. Amen. And honestly, a true virtuous woman of God prioritizes everything. And the one thing that the woman needs to prioritize is her inner person. Really. Amen. Like the word of God says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." So a virtuous woman is intentionally prospering her inner self in the Lord so she could be the best and the greatest woman of God that He's called her to be because she's walking in the Lord's attributes, in the Lord's characteristics. She is walking in the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, compassion, patience, self-control, self-discipline. Amen. And as a woman of God and as a virtuous woman, we need that in our life and we need to walk in that. Amen. Because not every day is gonna be without challenges. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be maybe sometimes even some confusion, some trials. But a virtuous woman that walks in the Lord can rest in the Lord and know, you know what? This too shall come to pass. There is an expiration date on this trial. There's an expiration date on this chaos. There's an expiration date on this challenge. Amen. And the best thing about it is that you're not alone. God is with you. God is directing you. Why? Because you're a woman of God. You walk by faith and not by sight. You're walking in the Lord's ways. Amen. Hallelujah. And a virtuous woman, no doubt, that is described here, is going to reap only pleasant and good things. Amen. Because of her actions. And this is why the Word of God says here, give her of the fruit of her hands in verse 31, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen. In other words, you know, her actions will call out the praise of others. Amen. Even among leaders, because this is talking about Israel right now. But right now, for women, right, her whole family praises her. She gets noticed by her family because her actions will get you noticed. What you do in life will get you noticed. How you influence in life will get you noticed. So we have to continue to influence in a positive way, in a loving way, because we are the virtuous woman of God that God chose for our families. Amen. And for this ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. So a mother's love, right, reflects the heart of God always. Always. We need to reflect the heart of God, the love of God. And that love is sacrificial. It teaches. It walks by faith. It moves in compassion. And it never gives up on her children. Amen. That's what a mother's love does. I can ask everybody here, would you ever give up on your children, on your child? Never. Me included, never. Amen. So I want to talk to you today. I just want to break this down, and I want to talk to you about a mother's love, how it's sacrificial, how a mother's love teaches faith to our children, how our mother's love, amen, moves in the same compassion that the Lord God moved in, amen, and how a mother's love never, ever, ever gives up. That is not an option for us, amen. We are women of God, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. So a mom or a mother gives even. We even give when we're tired. Don't we cook when we're tired. We make our best when we're tired, when we get up in the morning. We do so many things when we're tired, but this is what a mother does. Her love is sacrificial. She serves even when she is unnoticed. She sacrifices sleep. How many of us have lost of sleep because we're serving others in our household? She sacrifices comfort, time, and strength for her children. We've seen it. I've seen it, you know, with even when I was a young mom, I saw how much I sacrificed for my children, the jobs, my time, and even I sacrificed rest for my children. And that kind of love reflects the love of Christ. Amen. So I want you to turn to the Gospel of John. Let's go to chapter 15, and we're going to read verse 13. The Gospel of John 15. We're talking about a mother's love that mirrors the love of God. Amen. 15. 13. The Lord Jesus is saying here, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Amen. And isn't that what the Lord Jesus did for us? He laid down his life for us. He gave it all up for us. Amen. And that's God's kind of love. And it's funny because next Tuesday's class, the lesson is called God's kind of love. Amen. So if you want to learn more about God's kind of love, show up Tuesday at 7 and let's take that Bible study. Amen. But God's kind of love is characterized by putting others ahead of self, right? Amen. So the greatest expression of self-sacrifice for others is laying down one's life. Amen. I would lay down my life for any of my children. Amen. I've lived. They still got a ways to live. They could do so much more than I can on this earth right now. Jesus was stating to what degree we should carry out this command to love one another. Well, we should follow the Lord's example and go all the way to laying down our lives, right, for one another. In other words, we need to love as the Lord Jesus loved. Amen. And we can ask the Holy Spirit for grace and guidance in this area, because it sometimes is very hard to love people who have hurt us. Very difficult. Amen. But with the assistance and with the grace of God and with the help of the Holy Spirit, yes, we can love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Yes, we can bless our enemies, like the word says, because it is a commandment from God. Bless your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Yes, we can do it with the assistance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is why God sacrificed his son, so that we wouldn't be alone. We have the Holy Spirit. We are sealed with the Spirit of promise. Amen. So yes, mothers, they lay down their lives daily. Amen. Can you testify? Every day you're laying down your life. And it's not always physically, but emotionally, you're there for others. Spiritually, you're there for others. And personally, you're there for others. You're doing things for others. You're sacrificing your time for other people. And many of us are standing today because, one, maybe a mother prayed for you, right? Maybe even your grandmother, right? I remember my grandmother. I remember going to her bedroom many times, and you know, she was Catholic, but she had a statue of Saint Anthony there. But she would be praying the word. I saw a Bible in her room. You know, I can't say that about my mom. Sadly to say, I've never seen a Bible open in her room, not even now. And she's 88, okay? But I remember my grandmother praying. I would walk in and she would be praying. As a little girl, I would go and do some visits to her home. And I remember her praying. So I know for a fact that I know that I was prayed for. I know as her granddaughter, she prayed for me. I can say that. I feel it. I know it. Amen. So many of us are standing today because somebody stood in the gap for us. Amen. Somebody interceded for us. Amen. Somebody cried out to God for us. Somebody believed for us. Like even when I was maybe a teenager and I got pregnant at an early age, I can really say that my grandma was there praying because she believed, you know, God help her, because she's gonna come out of this. She's gonna come out of this stronger. Amen. So, you know, so we got people in our lives that were standing in the gap for us. Amen. Amen. Glory to God for that. Amen. And I just want to make a little illustration here. In the book of Exodus, we don't need to turn there, but in the book of Exodus in chapter 2, you know, the word of God tells us that Jochebed, right, she was a Levite woman and the mother of Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, right? And she defied Pharaoh's decree to kill Hebrew baby boys. Remember, she went ahead and hit Moses for 3 months after he was born. She protected him and trusted God with his future, right? Before anyone else saw, she was the one that saw greatness in her son Moses. And so what she did in order to avoid him being killed by the Pharaoh's decree, she placed him in a waterproof basket, right, on the Nile River, and which led Pharaoh's daughter adopting Moses. Amen. At one time, it's funny to say that it just so happened that the woman that they chose to nurse the baby, Moses, was his mother. Like, wow. Like, that always, like, it's just a story that mesmerizes me because it's, wow, God just ordained this whole thing, you know. But we can see that Moses' mother, she had the courage, and she helped preserve Moses, who would be the deliverer of Israel. So this woman, virtuous woman of God, she had immense faith in God. She believed in God. Amen. So we can never underestimate the power of a praying mother, the power of a praying grandmother. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer is powerful. Prayer, when we come together and pray, like Sister Venice said before, we are moving mountains. God is not moving the mountain, but in our prayer, we're moving circumstances. We're changing and transforming the things outside of us. Amen? So this is why prayer is so important, because when we pray and when we petition, we are asking God, hey, move the hearts of people, touch the hearts of people, because only God can touch and change and transform the hearts of people. Amen?
Amen.
So
Amen.
Prayer is powerful. It's a powerful tool that the Lord has given us. And we have the privilege as righteous men and women of God to come before His holy throne and bring our petitions up to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do it with a grateful heart, and when we do a prayer that is according to His will, God will honor that prayer. And when we come together to pray, guess what? We're praying the Word of God. We are declaring the Word of God over the circumstances within the ministry, outside the ministry, within our lives, and outside of our lives. And when we come together to pray, we pray for the membership, for this ministry. Amen. And this prayer, it touches everybody in your family. It touches you, and it touches your children as well as your family, your spouses, amen, your grandchildren. It's a prayer that touches generations.
Amen.
Because we're not just praying for this generation. What we're praying, we're leaving a legacy in this ministry, Beacon of Light Church. Amen. So so we just spoke about a mother's love that shows sacrifice. Amen. And now a mother's love teaches faith. So right now, as we know, true faith can only come from knowing the author of faith, and that is the Lord Jesus. Amen. The Lord Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. That's what the book of Hebrews says. Amen. And children, our children often learn faith first in our own homes. Like I said, I witnessed my grandmother pray. You know, even if it was for the rosary, but she was still praying to God. She believed God, and she believed that her prayers can move mountains. Amen. So she was a woman walking in faith. Amen. And before a child hears a preacher, they often hear a mother pray. Before they read scripture alone, they often see a mother holding a Bible. Amen. And I remember that picture of my grandmother always near her Bible, that stayed with me for a long time. So when I, you know, when I would go to the church, I would go to a Roman Catholic church, but I would never take a Bible because the Bible's already there. I never owned a Bible until I became saved, until I accepted the Lord. Then, you know, I had the yearning. I want to have my own Bible. I want to read this for myself. Amen. But, you know, it's those images, right? This is why imagination is so important. Those images, those pictures, right, that God brings into your remembrance, it does mean a lot. Because when we remember, you know, when I remember my grandmother pray, it does make an impact. And I said, my God, if she prayed for me, you know, I need to pray for my own children and my own grandchildren. Amen. So it's just a beautiful picture of that. My mom, she has a little paper that she does. She has all prayers in a piece of paper. And daily she says, Bernice, I pray for you today, you know. So my mom, even though she doesn't have a Bible next to her, but she knows about God, she prays to God, And you know what? That's all we can ask for. Amen. What you don't know, you don't know. But what you do know, if you do, you know, I truly believe that God honors, you know, where we're at, you know, childlike faith, where we're at. If you weren't taught certain things and you just don't want to change your ways, you know, that's not on me. That's really between my mom and God and the other individual and God. Amen. And, you know, God is a God of grace. So he will meet you where your faith is at. And that's what I believe. Amen. But again, I want to turn to 2 Timothy. Let's go to chapter 1, verse 5. Amen. I hope you're getting something today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, 2 Timothy, I believe it's 1:5. And this is Paul speaking to Timothy. And he says, when I call to remember the genuine faith that is in you, Paul's speaking to Timothy, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Amen. So this verse is speaking of the faith that lived first in Timothy's grandmother, right? His grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. And Paul was, you know, was calling these things to remembrance to Timothy. And Timothy had a faith, amen, and he witnessed, and I'm pretty sure, just like I witnessed my grandma, I'm pretty sure Timothy also witnessed his grandmother praying for him. So Timothy's faith was in God, amen. He was a disciple of Paul. And his faith was genuine. I mean, he accepted the call that God placed on his life. And again, this faith first came through the grandmother Lewis. Amen. Timothy's grandmother. They came in faith in Christ through Paul's ministry. Amen. And then they share their faith. These women of God, these virtuous women of God, share their faith with Timothy. Amen. So we can see that in our own lives. We ourselves have shared our faith with our children. Amen. And we have shared our faith with our grandchildren. And they have witnessed us. Speak the word. Walk the word. Preach the word. Amen. Praying, you know, and even I know Liz, you know, she'll tell us, you know, sometimes she says, oh, I had to tell my grandkids, no, not today. I have Bible studies or I have prayers. So she even has said no to them because she needed to be in service because she was putting God first. Amen. So this shows that the powerful influence that a godly parent or woman of God has upon his or her children. Amen. Our prayers are not going in vain at all. At all. So we need to keep thanking God, keep declaring the word, keep praying the word of God over our families, over ourselves first, right? Over our families, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and those that we may not meet. Amen. But there's a legacy that we're leaving behind. Amen. And faith is contagious when it is lived genuinely and authentically, like we've seen this mother's live it, like we've seen our family members live it. Like Mother Brown, I remember how faithful a woman of God she was to her family. Amen. Rosie's mom too. Amen. Woman of faith. Amen. Right. And this is what we're talking about. We're leaving a legacy. Let's go to Romans 12:3. My goodness, time is just flying. I can't believe it. Hallelujah. My goodness. My goodness. I'm going to have to go a little bit faster here. My Lord, I tell you, like, my goodness. I'm like, oh my God. Anyway. Romans 12:3, right? I wanted to touch on this. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Amen? Amen. We don't, you know what? You know, like the word says, we just need faith as small as a mustard seed. That's all that is needed. And God has given us all the same measure of faith. I don't have more faith than you do, and you don't have more faith than I do. God has given us all the same measure of faith. And isn't that amazing, right? So faith is not a problem in our lives. God has already given us. We walk by faith because we are walking in the faith of God. God gave us that faith. We're walking in how we operate. We operate in His faith. It is His faith, not our faith. It's the faith that we have in Him and the faith that He's given us. He's given it to us. That's what we walk by. Amen. So God didn't give some Christians a large measure of faith and others just a tiny bit of faith. No, we were all given the faith of Christ Jesus. And we know that because the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20, we don't need to turn there. He said that the faith he lived by was the faith of Christ. Amen. And it's just like a deck of cards. You know, when we play, let's say, a poker or rummy, you know, the dealer gives everybody the same number of cards. So we all have been given the same number of cards in that game. Amen. So we all have the same chance of winning. Amen. And we all have been given the same and dealt the same measure of faith. Amen. And you know, you win by how you walk by faith. What happens is that if you allow unbelief to stir you, to direct you, then you nullify the faith that God has given you. But your faith is still there. Your faith hasn't moved. You still have faith. It's unbelief that comes and paralyzes it, nullifies it. Amen. So mothers, you know, I want you to know that your words matter. Your words of faith matter. Your prayer matters. Your example that you're showing to your children matters. And you may not always see immediate results. As we know, my son Ralphie, he's still doing his own thing, right? He's still living a rebellious life against the Lord. But the seeds have been planted in love in his life. And eventually, those seeds will continue to be watered by others. Amen. Eventually, he will come Amen. Back to the Lord because it is a promise from God that as for me and my household, we will, it doesn't say we may, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Hebrews, let's go to Hebrews 11:23. I just want to touch upon this real quick. I thank you that I have grace in time with you. Amen. Hebrews 11:23, it says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. Amen. So you see, Moses' parents were not acting out of fear, but they acted on faith, the faith of God. They truly believed that their child was blessed and destined for greatness by God. And they really believed that he was going to do great things. And their actions were taken in faith to preserve his life. And we know the rest of the story. Amen. So again, a mother's love is sacrificial, right? And a mother's love teaches faith. Now, a mother's love also moves in God's compassion. And God often describes his care in motherly terms because God moves in compassion. Let's go to Isaiah 66:13, the book of Isaiah. And in 66:13 says, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Again, you know, this is Isaiah. He was a prophet. He spoke prophetic words from God. Amen. So here, what the Lord has done with the nation of Israel, if we know, remember, the nation of Israel was so rebellious. Was so rebellious. They believed God one day. They came against God the next day. Amen. But today, what the Lord has really done in the past with the nation of Israel is really a miracle. It's really a miracle, because there has never been a nation that was destroyed for thousands of years, as we know from Scripture, and then reborn as Israel was in 1948. Right? Because in 1948, the state of Israel was established, and Israel took control of their territory. Amen? And that is a miracle in itself. And if you go to Israel, it's such a small, small country, but yet it is known to have the greatest army in the world. And that's amazing. You know why? Because the Lord, Psalm 91, is over this nation. Amen? And this should bring comfort to us, right? That all of us who are standing on God's word and are waiting for something to happen because of our faith, we can bank on it that it will come to pass. The manifestation of our prayers will come to pass, because we're standing by faith, amen, not by sight. So this should bring a lot of comfort to us, amen. Hallelujah. The nation of Jerusalem, man, is fighting for its freedom right now. But man, the battle is not theirs, it is the Lord's, amen. The Lord is seeing everything through right now. Amen. So here we have a godly mother brings peace into chaos, don't we? Don't we bring peace into chaos when our children are going through stuff? We bring the peace of God into their issues, into their problems. Somehow we can release some of that confusion in our children's life. What do we do also? We also bring warmth into cold places. Sometimes just a simple hug to one of our children or grandchildren, it just means the world to them. Amen. And let me tell you, a lot of kids nowadays, they're very troubled. They're very confused. Their identity is in crisis right now. And they need us more than ever. They need our prayers more than ever. We cannot exempt our families just because we serve God. The enemy's out there looking to and fro who he can deceive and who can he influence to deceive our children nowadays. Amen? And there is truly an identity issue in this nation and around the world. So we need to be godly mothers that encourages, that edifies, into the hearts of those of our children that may be weary, that may be fainting, that may want to give up. Amen. We're still hearing stories of children giving up and committing suicide. They really think there's no way out. There's always a way out. Because we have God, there's always a way out. But yet they don't see a way out. So we gotta continue to be peacemakers. In our families, we got to continue to bring that affection, amen, embrace them and encourage them and edify them and just give them the word, amen, so they can be lifted up, amen, mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Our kids need embracing, amen. I don't care if they're adults. I hug my daughter. She's in her 40s. I hug my son. You know, I don't care how old they are. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to embrace you. Amen. I'm going to show my love, the love that I have for you in the things that I do and the things that I say. So because, and why is that? Because there is healing in loving words. You know that words can heal people? can bring peace to people, can encourage people. There is strength in gentle hands. When you embrace somebody, somehow the strength of God is going to be released unto them. Amen? Because we have the strength of God. So we embrace somebody, that strength is going to be released if that person is walking in weariness. Amen? And there is power in compassionate love. We got to love compassionately. We got to love with a forgiving love. We just got to love the way God loves. Because there's power in it. Amen. We just got to move in compassion. That's all. We got to move the way God moved. Amen. Let's turn to Matthew 9:36. The Gospel of Matthew 9:36. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 9:36, this is what it says. It says, but when he saw the multitude, talking about the Lord Jesus, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Amen? So here we have, again, I said before, God moves with compassion. And being moved with compassion is one of the most important elements of seeing God's miraculous power manifest, as we saw it here. When the Lord moves in compassion, healing occurred. Miracles happen. Amen? So faith works by love. God is love. God loved the world so much that he sent his son Jesus, right? To die for our sins and make eternal life available to us. And if we're not compelled by the love of God, then we're just making noise. We're just making noise. We got to be compelled by the love of God. We got to move in compassion, not just with our families, but with others as well. Because this is how God moves. God moves with compassion. Amen. And we got to continue to do the same. Amen. And this world right now is desperate for the kind of love that we have today. We got God's unconditional love. It is desperate to receive it. So we can't give up on that. Amen. And the last point I wanted to make is that a mother's love never gives up. We never give up. Amen. You know, again, like I said before, some of us are praying for prodigal sons, our children. Amen. They've left, you know, the ministry, or they left serving God. They used to be on fire for God, but now they're not. Amen. Some of us are believing God for restoration. Some of us, we need family restoration. I know at one point my family was divided. You know, our siblings were at one point, but God restored that. Amen. So some of us are believing for God for restoration. Some of us are carrying burdens that nobody else sees. Amen. That we keep them in secret. Only God knows what you're going through. Amen. But look at what the word reminds us of. Amen. And I want to go to Galatians 6:9. I'm almost done here. Amen. Galatians 6:9. This is my last point here. Galatians 6:9 says, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Meaning, let us not give up. Let us not give up on our children. Let us not give up on our families. Let us not give up on our own situations, maybe on our own burdens. We need to keep praying. Amen. We need to keep seeking the Lord in every area of our lives. And the way we keep from being weary and fainting in our minds is to consider the study of the Word. You know, we got to ponder on the Word of God. We got to be deliberate about reading the Word. We got to meditate on the Word of God. Meditate upon Jesus. Amen. He is the author and finisher of your faith. We got to meditate on these things. Amen. It's available to us. And it's just like the law of sowing and reaping, you know, how it takes time, right? You sow a seed and you're going to reap a harvest, but sometimes it takes time because there is a due season when the harvest will come. But during that time, we need to remain faithful until it does. You got to remain faithful. You got to keep praying. Amen. It's just like healing. You're expecting a certain area in your body to be fully manifest in healing. Well, you got to keep declaring the word over it. Don't stop until you see the manifestation of your healing. Because what happens? We all have the same measure of faith. We're all walking by faith. And we're believing by faith that by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. But what happens? Five senses come in. Fear comes in. Sometimes doubt comes in. And it nullifies your faith. And then nothing happens. You don't see the manifestation of your healing happen. But you can't stop. Because the more you walk by faith, the less you're gonna tear down that unbelief that is in you. Amen. And unbelief comes in different forms. And I spoke about this a few months ago. Amen. But you gotta just keep declaring the word, believing. You gotta keep loving, keep giving thanks to God until you see the manifestation of your healing come. Amen. Never give up. Never give up. Sometimes healing happens instantly. Sometimes it takes time, but you cannot give up. You gotta keep going. You gotta keep trucking. Amen. Because the more you walk in faith, the less unbelief you're gonna walk in. And we gotta get rid of unbelief altogether. Because what unbelief does, it nullifies, it cancels out your faith. And without faith, you can't do nothing.
Right.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible for you to receive the manifestation of what you're expecting. So just as, you know, you want a prodigal son to return, keep declaring the word over him. Never give up until he comes to the Lord. Then you can stop praying for that and begin to pray for other things. Amen? Listen, God honors faithful love. He honors faithful love. Not everyone here had a perfect mom. Amen. Not every woman has biological children. I know some women that have adopted children. Amen. But every woman, right, can carry spiritual influence. Right? A spiritual mother, what she does is she encourages, she disciples, she comforts, and she lifts others towards Christ. Amen. And the church needs spiritual mothers now more than ever before. The church is in need of spiritual moms. Amen. So in conclusion, the greatest gift a mother can give is not wealth or success. It is love that is rooted and anchored in the Word of God. Amen. A mother's love will point us toward the heart of God because love sacrifices, love teaches, love comforts, and love never quits. So today, I want to honor every woman who has loved faithfully. And above all, we just want to thank God for His everlasting love that never fails and never gives up on us. Amen? You are praised, woman of God, virtuous woman of God. You are praised. You are honored today. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. And God is so, so pleased with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let us close this message in prayer. Let us bow our heads down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're so amazing, God. You're just so amazing, Lord. And Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to give you the glory, Father, for this morning, Lord God, and for this message, Lord God. Thank you for the mothers, Father God, and the women of faith that are here today, Lord God, on this platform, and those that have blessed our lives, Lord. Father God, we ask that you strengthen the weary moms, hallelujah, that you comfort the grieving sons and daughters, and that you encourage every heart here today, Lord. Let every mother know, Lord God, that her labor of love and her labor in love is not in vain. Hallelujah. That her prayers are not in vain. That her compassion and everything she sacrificed has not gone in vain in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you fill every home, Father God, with your peace, with your joy, and love, Lord God. And Father, that you would continue to raise up praying mothers, Lord God, faithful grandmothers, Lord God, and spiritual mothers who will impact generations to come for your glory of your name, Lord. So, Father, we just give you all the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.